on Rosh Hashanah, there is a biblical obligation to hear the shofar. We'll get into how many shofar blasts one must hear on a biblical level, whether it's 9, 30, etc. But before Rosh Hashanah, we have the month of Elul, and starting the month of Elul, we blow the shofar daily, except for Shabbos. And that's just a minhag. It's only a custom to blow shofar in Elul. There is no din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. So min haTorah, we hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and the minhag, and we'll see on Rosh Hashanah, we add to the d'oraisa. We add different tekiyas. As the Gemara says, the kiyas to Meyushav, the kiyas to Me'umud. But the month of Elul is a pure minhag. And in fact, there's another minhag. There's a minhag brought down on Erev Rosh Hashanah not to blow the shofar. And it's true even this year. Even this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we still don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is Friday. So what is the reason in general? Why do we not blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah? So there are different reasons given in the commentators, in the Mefarshim. So one reason is, as the Gemara talks in a different context, that we blow the kiyas to Meyushav, the kiyas to Me'umah. The Gemara talks about we do extra kiyas in order to fool the Satan, whatever that means. That we do it to, I guess we want to, that we don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so I will think, okay, it's over. He missed Rosh Hashanah and he'll go away, and then we won't have anyone mekatreg, someone to be mekatreg against. We have this concept in another area. We know there's a minug that we have every Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Mevarchim, as it's known, that we bless the new month and we do Birkas HaChodesh. However, there's one month a year we don't do Birkas HaChodesh, and that's the month of Tishrei, where the Yontov of Rosh Hashanah comes. So the question is, how come on the week before Rosh Hashanah we don't do Birkas HaChodesh? So, again, to the some commentators bring down the mystical concept is we want to fool the Satan, that we don't want him to get ready. Oh, because why should we give him warning? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, now we'll get ready for Rosh Hashanah. So we find this area in different places, but that's how someone has suggested, Api Kabbalah, the reason why we stop blowing the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah is to fool the Satan. They'll go away, and therefore he won't be makatreg. He won't make arguments against us on Rosh Hashanah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's A1. A2 is that the commentators want to explain. We want to be machalek. We want to separate the kiyas, which are obligated to the kiyas to rishus. We want to make a distinction between biblical and mandatory kiyas versus voluntary kiyas. As we mentioned, the month of Elul, it's just a minig. So the minig is we volunteer to blow shofar during the month of Elul. However, on Rosh Hashanah, it's not a volunteer, it's a din d'oraisa. We're obligated to min haTorah. So we don't want people to confuse, like, okay, so I don't hear shofar on Elul, big deal, so I miss the day. So too, if I miss on Rosh Hashanah. So to be mafsik, ben tekiyas de meyushav. No, to be mafsik ben tekiyas de rishus. To be mafsik between making a separation between the optional tefillas versus the mandatory one. So what, how do we want to show a distinction? We show a distinction by not blowing. Ad kan is a rishus, and afterwards it's a chuk, kind of like the Mefarshim write on the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, that we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So when, and you know, there's a whole discussion. Some don't eat it for a whole month before, some 2 weeks, but the real din is Erev Pesach. So therefore, why don't we eat the different reasons, but why don't we eat matzah on Erev Pesach? It's because we want to separate eating matzah as a rishus on Erev Pesach versus techova. And therefore, we want to be mafsik, and that's what we have in, we have a similar halacha, something similar, not identical, we have in Birkas HaMazon. In Birkas HaMazon, the Gemara tells us we have four brachas. Moshe Rabbeinu Hazanas HaKol. And then we have Yoshua on Eretz Yisrael. Then we have Shlomo and David on the Yerushalayim and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And then we have the Haruge Beitar. So Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us, the first three brachas are biblical in nature. And the fourth bracha, Tov HaMeitiv, on the Tov, that the bodies did not decay. And VaHaMeitiv, that we they were the Tang of Kfura. So, what, so we do very, something very interesting, strange. We say at the end of the third bracha, Bona Barachama Yushalayim Amen. Usually we make a bracha, someone else answers Amen. Why are we adding Amen to our own bracha? So the commentators tell us because we want to be mafsik. We want to show Ad Kan, the biblical mitzvah benching is over. And now the fourth bracha, we're going into rabbinics. Kind of like that's what the Rav Svi Pesach Frank writes about the minhag of the Svarim who count Svir, not Nusuk Svard, but the real Svarim. How do they count Svira? So they say today is the 10th day of the Omer, which is a week and 3 days. We count today is the 10th day, which is a week and 3 days in the Omer. We say the Omer at the end. Well, Maisa, if we pass, if you don't say the Omer at all, you Yotze. But the way we look at Chila count, we say the Omer at the end. They say the Omer in between days and weeks. Why do they say the Omer between days and weeks? So Rav Svi Pesach Frank explains, based on Shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, who holds that Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Shabbeis HaMikdash Kayam, he held number one, there is two mitzvahs counting days and weeks. But based on the Pesukim, he learns out that counting days retains its biblical character. Counting weeks is only rabbinical. So therefore, we say Omer to show Ad Kan Mitzvah Daraisa. Now we're doing the same thing here, but even less. Ad Kan Tekiyas Derishus, it's optional blowing an elo to get us ready for Rosh Hashanah. We take a break, and now the next day we do a Chiyav Daraisa of Shofar. So the first answer was that we don't want the Satan to be Makatrix, so we try to fool him. When Rosh Hashanah, we don't let them know, like we don't bench Rosh Chodesh, we mix them up, we stop blowing shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we mix it up, Tekiyas to Meyushav, Tekiyas to Muma. The second answer is we want to be Mafsib and Tekiyas to Rishus to Mitzvah, like we do by Matzah, Erev Pesach. And that's why, as well, benching, we say, Bo Nebracha B'shaim Amin. And the third reason given is that since on Rosh Hashanah, when we do shofar, we're going to make a shachiyano. What do you mean shachiyano? I've been blowing shofar for a month, or hearing shofar for a month. As we pointed out, the shofar in Elul is no, it's just a minhag. So we want to, but we still, when we make a shachiyano, we usually, shachiyano is something that's usually is exciting. There's some excitement going on. It's a simcha when we have a new fruit. If you make it on a new car, or if you make it on a new suit, whatever, assuming you make Shachiyano, it's a separate debate, Bizman Hazeh, whether, again, I'm talking about the Shachiyano, which is a Rishus. The Shachiyano we make on the Kedushas Hayom, and the Shachiyano we're going to make on the Mitzvah, which comes out to Chiyav, that's a Mitzvah. The Shachiyano you make on having a new fruit, or a new clothing, that's more of a Rishus. So either way, so they want to point out that when we make Shachiyanu, we want to keep the excitement of the mitzvah. So therefore, this is like a similar it was not because of Shachiyano, but a matzah as well. Matzah, that's one of the reasons given. We want to, you should eat the matzah b'teyavon, so therefore we stop having matzah on Erev Pesach, because, you know, you get, we're creatures of habit, we like having variety. So therefore we take a break. So too here, we take a break from the Kiyah Shofar, so when we hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is also a day of Simcha, therefore we can say the Shachiyano with the full Kavanah. So the three basic reasons given on why there is no, why the minhag is to stop blowing shofar in Erev Rosh Hashanah, either the one out Kabbalah to fool the Satan, number two, to be mafsik ben tekiyas to rishus the rikiyas musaf, and also thirdly, we want, since we're making a Shachiyano on the first day of Pesach, well, this year we're not because it's Shabbos, but since we, and that's what we point, even though, so one could argue, so why not blow shofar on Friday? The minhag is not to, so it's a low plug. But the reason why we don't blow shofar is because we want to have the excitement, so when we, even though we heard shofar during Elul, we want to have the full excitement of hearing shofar on the first day, or this year on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.